RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back. Let's talk about vision, real vision. Not what we think of as just the eyes seeing. We have with us today a truly interesting expert who has spent her career trying to understand vision behind the eyes. Dr. Susanna Galli is the director of the Body Mind Center in Washington, D.C., and is a medical psychologist who specializes in stress disorders. So we're so happy to be with her today and have her share some of her interests. So thank you, Susanna. Can you tell us briefly what you do and how you interpret the word vision?
Well, I will start with the word vision, since this is about vision. Vision ranges from what you see with your eyes, the organ, to the wildest imaginations, such as in Harry Potter. So to see means to perceive, observe, grasp, dream, envision, and foresee. Vision drives us in work and in love. It motivates us and it directs us. And the mind's eye, as we call it, constantly interacts with the input to the eye physically. Now, across cultures throughout the world, the power attributed to the eye's energy, as in the gaze, is enormous. For example, in ancient Egypt, they had the Ujjad eye, which was the healing eye that gave protection, power, and health. And many pictures have been preserved. And then there's also, on the other side, the evil eye. To cast an evil eye is a curse, and in many cultures it's believed that it kills. So there's the eye, and there is actually the eye of knowledge versus ignorance, as in the ancient Greeks with Plato's cave. So you name it, we can concentrate on one of those.
Well, that's fascinating. And, you know, we know that the brain is 40% devoted to what comes in through the eyes. And so obviously it's much more than going to our retinal receptors. So your background is rather fantastic and your approach is most unusual. Can you share with what pathway you've taken to develop this sort of greater view of how seeing and vision incorporates into our lives?
Yes, Rob. I'll start with my own vision. My vision as a very young person was to help people heal. And that led me to psychology, first of all. And I saw and I heard people with many different kinds of mental problems and physical illnesses affecting the mind. And I had a lot of questions. And I saw how much there was to learn. So being able to understand how the mind and the body are intertwined after many, many years of studies and several degrees and so forth, I have found it invaluable and gratifying whenever I have a real person in front of me that presents with a problem.
Well, it's certainly multidimensional. And the fact is, how do you apply this in your practice? Because I mentioned stress disorders. How do you apply this to people and sort of unwind the tangles?
Okay. The model is biopsychosocial and energetic. And in simple terms, the centerpiece of my model is the mind in relation to all the body systems. And that happens in a context. That is, the context of someone's important relationships and the beliefs that they hold as members of a culture or subculture. And I get a good picture, vision again, of someone's psychological makeup, medical history, and their overall state of health. I review people's medication regimens, because I'm also a pharmacologist, and their lab test results. Now, when I plan a treatment, That has to dovetail with someone's uniqueness and goals. The starting point of my work is the psychotherapeutic matrix. This means that the doctor-patient relationship is key. It's central to the healing process. I use psychotherapy. I use molecular nutrition, homeopathy, yoga, mindfulness, meditation, hypnosis, biofeedback, relaxation training, all the methods that connect the body and the mind. And what's very important in my model is that the patient is a very active partner in the creation or restoration of their own mental and physical well-being. And they have a lot of homework to do because my model of care aims at teaching people to take care of themselves. Stress reduction is included in this.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. This is the take-home message. Bio, psycho, social, energetics, and a doctor willing to listen. How would you advise eye doctors to use their privileged podium upon which that they can help people in more than just better one and better two?
Well, I think eye doctors hold the key to assessing a person's health through the deep examination of the eye, just physically. But as it's always said, or often said, the eye is also a window to the soul. So what the eye doctor sees inside the eye may lead to uncovering someone's unspoken secret drama. My patients' eye complaints range from having tired eyes to burning, itchy, blurry eyes, dry eyes, and eyes irritated from too much crying. Now, in people who suppress their feelings, the eye muscles may be unusually tense and affect their vision. And I'm sure, Rob, you have seen that time and again with your extensive experience. My patients report clearer vision after reflecting with their eyes closed and breathing deeply, such as we do in yoga or meditation, or they feel a clearer vision after they experience emotional relief. And as you said, because the eyes constitute 40% of the nervous system, a collaboration between the eye doctor and the psychologist is natural. But it is also with all the other medical specialties. And this, in turn, can improve the eye chart. Now, I have one last observation, especially because today so many people take psychotropic medications, is we have to be very aware of the visual, the ocular side effects of the psychotropic medications, especially in people who are already wearing glasses, who have eye problems in addition. And I would suggest having an ophthalmological consult after starting, for those people, after starting a psychotropic medication. And when somebody complains about their eyes to their general doctor, not to just think it's all in their head. It is physically in the head, but there is something also happening in the function that needs to be looked at.
Beautiful. You know, what? Just summing up, what I see is that people may have a conversion hysteria where the eye is the organic part of the issue when it represents something deeper. And the fact is closing the eyes and revamping is a beautiful phenomenon. Well, it is unusual and a great privilege to have you with us today. And we'll have to do this again, Susanna, because 10 minutes fritters away so quickly. And we want to talk to people more than just an eye symptom. The moral of the story is, this is I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page on RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.